listening to Real World News. Meeting of Trainers of Agroecology of La Villa Campesina in Guatemala. The second Continental Meeting of Agroecology Trainers began with a Mayan ceremony in the old capital of Cachiquel's Ishimque. Nearly 150 delegates of Argentina, Brazil, Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, Honduras, Nicaragua, Peru, Panama, Venezuela, and Guatemala are participating in the meeting to be held on Wednesday, August the 3rd. Daniel Pascual, leader of the La Villa Campesina Guatemala, said his country is against transnational lutein corporations, which have implemented the consumption of GMOs and the massive use of agrotoxics in agriculture. Pascual emphasized that agroecology is the alternative towards good living in order to preserve the legacy of our grandparents. He also said the poverty level associated with agri-field production leads us to disaster. The model proposed, which is agroecology, goes beyond organic production, said Pascual. It is an alternative system of producing land, handling seeds, soil, production cycles, beans, fruit trees, animals, medicinal herbs, and food as a complete system that will feed the world and cool the planet, but also of defending territory. Jorge Pucha from Cicalpa Viejo community in Chimborazo, Ecuador, said that the families cultivate healthy products because if they work with chemicals, they destroy the soil, humanity, and the environment. Women play a fundamental role in organizing the families, but also in producing food for the countryside and the city. The big concern now is that healthy food is produced for the people. In order to do that, it is essential to have a stronger understanding of agroecology, said Ayala Ferreira, delegate of Rural Landless Peasant Movement of Brazil. The following video shows the opening events of the meeting. It was produced by La Villa Campesina's communication team.
You are listening to Real World News.